Turn in your Bibles to 2 Peter chapter 1. We'll read verses 12 through 15. For this reason, I will not be negligent to remind you always of these things, though you know and are established in the present truth. Yes, I think it right, as long as I am in this tent, to stir you up by reminding you, knowing that shortly I must put off my tent, just as the Lord Jesus Christ showed me. Moreover, I will be careful to ensure that you always have a reminder of these things after my decease. You know, even though Peter's audience here already knew these things, already established these things, Peter said, I am not going to be negligent to remind you. I'm going to stir you up by reminding you so that you would always have a reminder. I have one job tonight, and that's to give us all a reminder. My job tonight is to remind us of something I'm pretty sure we all already know. I'm pretty sure of that. That is our upcoming Ladies' Day and Gospel Meeting. That's coming up starting Saturday and will continue on through Wednesday. A theme is real simple when you stop and think about it. Keep it simple and keep it sound, doctrinally sound. And I want to suggest to you right now, this eldership is not going to be negligent in reminding people. We are not going to let this slip by. This is too important. When you stop and think about it just a moment, it's already been requested a numerous time from right up here that we put this meeting on our calendars. And it doesn't really matter whether you use an old school calendar, the old paper calendar, or you're using your phone, your electronic device on that particular calendar. So long as we are doing that. I can remember as a kid, we had a calendar that hung in the kitchen on the wall. And anything that was going on with the family, whether it be my parents or my brother or me, if we had something going on, it was always written in that box. Such and such day. Go meet with Royce's principal. He's in trouble again. Whatever it might be. Event or whatever the case might be. And so when you stop and think about it for just a moment, that was a tremendous aid because we always went to that calendar. We always looked at that. I remember doing it as a kid. Most of the things didn't apply to me that were written on the calendar, but guess what? I want to know what was on that calendar. Right today, I have a big desk calendar at home. If you went over to our house right now and looked at that calendar in bright red letters on the 20th, Ladies' Day, 21st through the 24th, Gospel Meeting, bright red letters, you can't miss them. So here's what my question is right now. Are they? Are they written on our calendars? Do we have a reminder that we need? And I had to think about this for just a little bit. But you know, a lot of preparation, a lot of work, a lot of time, a lot of energy, just a lot of expense when you stop and think about it, has gone into, let me use this terminology, these learning opportunities. These are learning opportunities. It's not an event. I mean, you could probably categorize it somehow like that, but these are really learning opportunities, a chance for us to grow in God's Word. And I think about the preparation that's gone into this. Right now, I know that the ladies have already been doing stuff, working toward Ladies' Day and getting things all set up back there. I think I'm even going to be employed a little bit to do some more. But labor's going into it, preparation. But not just that. What about our speakers? What about our speakers? They're putting in time and effort and energy in preparing these lessons. designed specifically for this meeting. What about the money, the expense? We've been doing all sorts of flyers. They're not cheap. But we wanted to do them right and get them out to people. Hopefully we've distributed some of those. I'm talking about just individual people, Mike. I know we have. We've done some door knocking and handing out these things. But that's true. We've been doing these things. And we as an eldership here really do believe that a laborer is worthy of his hire. We believe in taking care of our speakers financially. And I say that's important because I have worshiped at, I have preached at congregations where the mentality was pay them as little as we can get by with. But these people have put in time and energy. Sister Carmen Hall, for the Ladies' Day, has put in time and energy and work into these things. I know it's time and energy and work because my wife is doing one in Taylor at the end of this month. And I've seen how much time she's put in on it. Evelyn's sitting there shaking her head. Yeah. Why? Because she's done these things as well. But the other speakers, they're putting in that time and energy. And we understand that we need to take care of them the right way. You know, our memories are really important, aren't they? So important. I remember quite a number of years ago, and some of you probably do too, that we started seeing a commercial on TV for this stuff called Prevagen. It's supposed to be good for your brain. Help you remember stuff. Since that time, I think that was really kind of the leader in all of this. This is where it all started. Even though even before that, I remember people talking about this stuff called ginkgo biloba. Okay? That's supposed to help your memory too. But since the time that product came out, that Prevagen product came out, I just looked, just for fun the other day, I can count at least 12 different memory-helping, memory-aid products that you can go online or go to a pharmacy and buy. Now, do they work? I don't know. Maybe somebody can... I got a no over here. Because Marcus is still trying to remember my name. But the fact of the matter is if they do work some, okay, fine. But people put interest in that. Well, you know what? Putting things on our calendars are important too. They help us remind us of things. And you stop and think about, well, how important are reminders? And us remembering spiritual things. Well, I think the Bible tells us a little bit about it. You realize that the English Bibles that we use, depending on whether you're using the King James, New King James, American Standard, 1901, whatever your case may be, we have some form of the word remember, remembrance, remind, reminder, approximately 250 times in the Bible. I think God wants us to remember some things. Well, we're helping us remember some things here too. Two great examples. And the lesson will be yours. We're reminded every first day of the week of the sacrificial death of our Lord. Luke chapter 22 and verse 19, again, 1 Corinthians chapter 11, 24 and 25, this do in remembrance of me. Jesus said, I want you to do this. What else do we learn there? Well, we proclaim the Lord's death till he comes. How critically important is that? And that's why we do that every first day. We remind ourselves. Well, that's what we're doing now. Folks, we have a great opportunity coming up. Tremendous opportunity coming up. To come together as God's people and invite people. Some are not members of the church. Some will be that come from other area congregations. But to feed on God's word. We have a great opportunity to do that. You know, we offer the invitation all the time, don't we? To remind us that God desires for everybody to be saved. He does not want anybody to be lost. He doesn't want anybody to perish. God wants us to come to the knowledge of the truth. He wants us to be saved. And we see that, of course, in 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 3 through 4. and again in 2 Peter chapter 3 and verse 9. But that's not the only two places. I think about this. Isaiah chapter 30 and verse 18. Ezekiel 18, 32. Ezekiel 33 and verse 11. God isn't waiting for us to make a mistake so he can send us into the pits of hell to die there, to perish eternally, to suffer eternally. He wants everybody to be saved. Well, so do we. Well, I think this is an opportunity with the type of gospel meeting that we're going to be having over the course of this next, 4 days or so, starting on Saturday, to help people see that we want them to be saved too. That we ourselves want to be saved. Let's not miss out on these opportunities. These are great opportunities to learn the truth, to learn what God would have us to do and have us to be. And with that being said, we want to extend an invitation tonight. We want to offer an opportunity for each and every one of us to be right in the sight of God. That means if you're not a child of God, and you have been contemplating, you've been studying, you've been thinking about what must I do to be saved? What is my eternal destiny? You know what? We stand ready to help you. We will study with you. Maybe you already know what you need to be saved. Maybe you're ready right now you've heard the word of God proclaimed. You're ready to repent of your sins, confess the name of Christ. You realize that we're ready for you as well, just as much as God is ready for you. The baptistry is prepared. We're ready to immerse you into Christ so that you might be raised up to walk in newness of life, a child of God. But maybe it is the case that you are a child of God. You've been straying away. You haven't been living as God would want you to live. Well, you know what? We stand ready to assist on that as well. If you need the congregation to pray for you, pray with you, we stand ready for that as well. But whatever your need may be, if we can help out in any way, won't you come right now as we stand and as we sing this song?